Hey guys, it's me, Allie Makovsky, with yet another episode of Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky. My back is hurting. And also, once I bought this jacket, this pink corduroy fluffy jacket from Marine Layer, I'd never heard about this place, and then I went shopping with my family in Arizona and my basic ass white sisters were like, we have to go to Marine Layer. So we went to this place and they have so much good stuff, but I bought this jacket and I can't take it off. So it might be in every single episode going forward. I just love it so much. It's so comfy. If they want to sponsor me, that'd be awesome. But you know, no pressure. My back hurts because I went to the Comedy Store holiday party. We had a holiday party. It was litty. It was so fun. I did karaoke. I did about 5 karaoke songs. I was hogging the stage. I did, what did I do? I was going to do an R. Kelly song, and then I thought maybe not. I wanted to do a remix to Ignition, but I didn't want to get canceled, so. I did, Shallow. I did Shallow from A Star Is Born, and Mitch Burrow was my Bradley Cooper. We killed it. And then what else did I do? Oh, I did REO Speedwagon, Keep On Loving You. And I'm gonna keep on loving you. I killed that too, to be honest. And then what else did I do? I feel like I did another like random. Fuck. I don't really remember. Oh, I did a Panic at the Disco. I chimed in with a haven't you people ever heard of. Have I ever told my Brendan Urie story? I don't think so. I was going, well, I mean, I love Panic at the Disco. I saw them way back in the day, like in middle school or high school. Probably like 2009, maybe. Maybe even 2008. They were playing at the Long Beach Theater. I forget what it's called. The Long Beach, I don't know, whatever. I saw them in Long Beach and it was like a pretty small venue and I loved them, and that was like fresh off I chimed in with the haven't you people ever heard of. And then since then, I mean, anyway, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago though. Time goes by so quickly, it could have been 10 years ago, but I'm pretty sure this was 2 or 3 years ago. My sisters wanted to take me out for a birthday dinner, and at this time, I was going through an extreme Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco phase. I go through these phases with celebrities, like musicians or actors or whatever, where I just deep dive all of their interviews on YouTube, and I just like find out everything there is to know about this person. And I was going through that with Brendan Urie, and so I'm just like in this K-hole of Brendan Urie YouTube videos. And I was like, you know, I live in LA, like my chances of running into him at some point are like pretty high. Like that would be so crazy to see him in person, in real life, like just, you know, out in the wild. And my birthday was coming up and my sisters were going to take me out to dinner. And they were like, you can choose anywhere you want to go for dinner. And so my friend told me about this nice Italian restaurant in LA. So I was like, if they're paying, I'm going to this nice Italian restaurant. And so our schedules kept colliding. So we ended up having my birthday dinner like a month after my birthday. And we kept having to like, you know, redo our reservations at this place. And so finally, like a month later, we go to this restaurant and it's like an intimate, dark, quiet place. And against the wall, it's just one long chair, like one of those long just like not a booth, but it's just a long seat against the wall, separated, you know, the tables are all separated, but the whatever. So we get sat and I'm like looking at who's down the line from us, and it's literally Brendan fucking Urie, just down the row from me. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I tell my sisters, I'm like, you guys have no idea how big of a deal this is. But to me, this is huge. Like, he's sitting over there. Oh my gosh. Like, when he leaves, I'm going to, like, you know, go and say something to him. But I was just so distracted the whole dinner because I'm like, I feel like I manifested this into my life. And so once he was done with dinner, I followed him outside and I was like, I think you're so talented and like, I just love what you do. And he was cool. He was so cool. He was so cool. Anthony, my guest is here. Hi, we're coming to the door. Okay, we're recording right now, so we'll bring you up and then I'll just have you wait for a second and then I'll introduce you. Okay, hell yeah. Hell yeah, my guest is officially here. This is going to be fun. Anyway, Brendan Urie, if you decide to become a fan of Resting Bitch, I would love to have you on. He was on your mom's house. So cool. So cool that they're friends. Obsessed. Anyway, my guest is here. This is very exciting because, you know, you guys probably don't know my guest, but he's a dear friend of mine who I just adore. He puts me in a good mood. He has great energy. He's coming up this. Uh-oh, daddy's home. Daddy's home. You can hang out right over here or something. Okay. Well, there's a couple things I needed to clarify because I've been thinking about this. My guest is a very open person. He keeps it 100 all the time. He keeps it so 100. But do you want to keep it 100 on the podcast? Like, can we talk about all the things we talk about at the Comedy Store? But what about your wife or you don't care? What if this podcast blows up?
You know what? As long as it blows up.
You're ready to get exposed?
If it can blow me up. Listen, everyone who knows me knows my life anyway.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't just like keeping it real with me and you're like, no, everything's cool. But then like now that potentially everyone could see it, you're like, you know what? We got to slow down. Okay, this is exciting. We can just dive in. So my guest today is a treat. This is a treat. He, oh my gosh. So, well, I'm just going to bring you on and then I'll talk about how much I like you once everyone can see how handsome you are. This is a security guard at the world famous Comedy Store. One of my favorite security guards at the world famous Comedy Store. And he's here with us today. Please welcome to the couch, JT, a.k.a. Just Talkin'. And we're going to have you talk right into this little piece of toast. See that symbol right there?
Yes.
That's where you want to talk into.
Okay.
Can I just, I'm going to put a leg on you.
Yes, yes.
You're large and in charge. And
that's right.
This just seems right.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. We're with JT. JT, how long have you been working at the Comedy Store?
Over about a year.
Oh, really?
I started last year, January. Oh,
okay. So not that long.
Not that long.
But you run that place. You run the show there.
Yeah, I run the show, yes.
Yeah, you're the man.
I am.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? I'm not afraid to take risk.
No risk, no reward.
No risk, no reward.
Yeah. You give me all my wisdom. I've always said that when I make it big, not only are you going to be my private security, but you're also going to open for me.
Of course.
I'm going to have you bust open the shows, do a hot 5 or 10.
That's all it needs. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You know? I'm AKA the Sidewalk Philosopher, JT the Sidewalk Philosopher.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had that nickname.
Oh, yeah, that's what they call me, the Sidewalk Philosopher.
That's true, because so JT mostly works the patio shift, right?
Yes.
Yeah, JT's out on the patio. He's saying what's up to everyone. He's the friendliest face at the Comedy Store, I'd say. And
my hat off where you can see the fresh.
Yeah,
cut.
You had like a Zero Dark 30 look going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You look like so, you just got out of the Navy SEALs.
We're open up now.
Yeah, we're busting it open.
Yes.
You always work like the patio shifts. You love talking to the guests. You love bribing. You love bribing guests with Skittles and treats.
Oh no,
from
no,
Pink
they bribe
Pot.
Me. So
they
anyone
bribe
who
you.
Comes
yeah,
to
yeah.
anyone you know, I usually get like 3 to 4 bags of Skittles per day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So the people who know me know Skittles is my treat.
Yeah.
And I want you to get the brand, not just the red brand. I want you to get
you want the purple.
The purple.
You
and
like the purple.
There's a new one called Hot and Spicy.
Uh oh.
It's sweet and sour at the same time.
Damn.
There's a little heat.
Ooh.
So yeah, anyone who knows, Skittles is definitely my
weakness. Yeah, JT fucks with the Skittles.
All day, every day.
Yeah, if you're trying to get into like a Rogan show or like any headliner show.
It's gonna cost
show,
a little more than some
yeah,
Skittles.
Yeah, you need Skittles and a couple hundos.
Yeah. It's gonna be more than Skittles for something big like that.
Yeah. But you always, you're talking. So I gave you the nickname JT Just Talking.
Yeah, you know what it is? I believe that, I don't think other people have the ability to judge people's character. So I know who I'm going to let in, who I'm not going to let in.
Yeah.
So if you come to the comedy store and you're jumping on your friend's back and giving piggyback rides, I'm not letting you in. I'm not letting you in.
We don't have time for games.
I don't have time for games.
Yeah. This ain't the piggyback comedy club.
It's not the piggyback comedy club. No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Who do you let in girls more than guys if they're looking?
You know what it is? If you're a woman, you come there and you act normal. But if you try to over throw your hair back and say how cute I am, I'm not going to let you in.
Do a lot of girls do that?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, can I get in?
Oh, yeah. This one girl came in last week. Right? She was like, hey, can we get in? And she was like, yeah, daddy. I'm like, listen, hold up. You don't know me
like
that.
Only Allie calls me daddy.
Yes, and a few others. But I said,
Hey.
I said, you don't really know me like that. So I put it back to the back of the line because it's like if you come subtle and say, hey, you know what? I have my friend. It's a birthday party or something. But you can't come so heavy.
You can't bring that energy from the top. You got to build the energy.
Yes. You cannot be like, I know I'm hot and you're just going to give in.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
JT's like, I got girls on call.
You
know, I don't need you.
I tell you, women come a dime a dozen. But a woman with good credit score can help you get the transmission fixed. That's where it's at.
That's
what I tell guys all the time. It's not what you look like. It's what you can do for me.
Yes.
In a time of need.
Amen.
I said, listen, I walk on roller skates. I want to be able to slip and slide, but never hit my back, never hit the ground. So now if you can make sure I never hit the ground, you're a woman for me.
Yeah.
But if you just want to talk and be eye candy, why I got to pay for the candy? No way.
No, you want the Skittles. Bring
I
the,
want
Skittles
the Skittles
to you. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not paying for the adventure. So yes.
I love that. How do you feel about me jeweling?
You know, I tell people, whatever you do makes you you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. Whatever makes you feel happy, you should do it.
Yeah.
You know why? We're all going to die one day anyway.
Amen.
No matter what. So why restrict ourselves about what other people say about what we should do and how we should be happy?
Yes. But what about Michael Jackson? Because like the way that he was happy was from, you know, sleeping with little kids.
You know, I really don't know that for sure because I've never really seen it.
Okay, what about you? Like, here's the thing, though. You know how people are like, do what makes you happy? And it's
sexual predators out there.
You're
right about that. You're right about that because, you know, I have a 10-year-old son. And you're right because I'm telling you right now, if my son ever came home and said, yeah, daddy, I was at Michael Jackson's house and, you know, my butt hurts, I'm going there, I'm blowing up the whole house and I'm moving to Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Why Nicaragua?
Because they're not going to come looking for you.
Yeah.
You know, they're not coming there. Venezuela and Nicaragua is the two places in the United States don't really want to come.
Why is that?
They can't make no money down there.
It's all about the money.
Listen, America's built on a dollar.
You know what I love? Okay, JT gave this. I think this is the most genius thing. You have some wisdom that I don't think people ever think of. You said when you go on dates with women to like impress them or let them know that you're a real one, when you go to their house for the first time, you look for the things that they need, like paper
towels.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, definitely. If I go
paper.
To the house and you have raggedy towels in there, and I've opened up your pantry and you get food's low, I want to see what you don't have. So when I come back bearing gifts, it's something that's unique to you. Now, if you got that single ply toilet paper, no, that's not a go-go.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
You got to go to Costco.
Yeah,
buy in bulk.
Yeah, I can't eat your butt.
Exactly.
If you got ply.
No. It has to be. It has to be what they call white rabbit clean.
Yes.
The rabbit has to be clean at all times.
Yeah.
If the rabbit's that clean, the poo nanny not clean. So we got to make sure we keep everything
100%. 100.
Yes.
I use baby wipes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a double wiper.
Okay.
I love a good clean wipe up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Can't fuck around.
You can never.
No.
Nope.
I also just like if I'm going to go out and I don't have time to shower, I do the I do the ratchet shower and just baby wipe. Baby wipe
the
essentials.
No, hold up, stop that. No. There's always enough time for a 3-minute shower.
No.
You get, no, I'm telling you right now.
I'm anti-shower.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you know, it's funny to talk about a shower. I'm going to tell anybody and everybody, if you ever go to Jamaica, they got a thing called Jamaica Warm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you stay at a hotel or a room that costs $50 or $500. They don't have water heaters. So the water is usually heated by the sun. So if you take a shower first thing in the morning, it's going to be cold.
Oh, shit.
So you better take a 2 o'clock in the afternoon shower.
You gotta have a
Jamaica
midday
Warm.
Shower.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. I stayed at a $50 a night place, stayed at a $300 a night place, and the shower was the same.
Yeah.
So when you go to Jamaica, don't spend extra money.
When I was like 5, I went to Jamaica on a cruise, and I got my hair braided.
Oh,
am
yeah.
I canceled?
No. That's part of the experience.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, you know what it is. You gave someone made money off of that, right?
Yeah.
So you're helping the economy.
Oh, okay.
Look at it that way. Okay. And you had to experience for that one moment to feel like Bo Derek.
Yeah. And that's all I want.
That's all.
That's all I want.
That's it. Then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing, you have such nice freckles.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I normally wear my glasses, yeah.
Ooh, look at the camera. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
The lips.
How was Vegas? You went to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I go to Vegas every year for Thanksgiving. I'm going back to Vegas when my mom comes in. I'll be there for my birthday, which is January 15th.
Okay.
I'll be staying at the Encore. They gave me 2 nights free.
Wow.
You know, I hit them dice. So if you ever want lessons on learning how to play craps, hit me up. That's my game.
I love that.
Yes, that is definitely
your
my game.
Your mom's going to be there?
Yeah, she's going to be there.
How old is she?
She is, what is it? She's 69. She started young.
Yeah. My mom is, I think, 62.
Yeah. My mom started young.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she had me young.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay.
People, I'm 52 on Facebook because my mother and my grandmother follows me there. But on Instagram, I'm 42.
Hey. Are you catfishing on Instagram?
No, I don't catfish.
You don't catfish?
No, I just put my hand in the ocean and pull out what I want.
JT, just talking.
It's not catfishing now. Catfishing would say, okay, yes, I am 6'3",
220. Do you think I'm a catfish? Can I show you my Instagram and have you decide if I'm a catfish?
Okay, let's go for that.
Okay, have you seen my Instagram?
No.
No, okay.
See, catfishing if I said I was 220 in a six-pack.
Okay, so this is my profile. Okay, I just posted this from the holiday party, the
Comedy Store holiday party.
It
was out of control.
I'm kind of a catfish, right? Don't I look better on Instagram than I do? Well, not that picture. No, I guess I guess.
It, you know what it's like.
No,
anything
I keep
else.
It. I keep it pretty real.
Yeah, you know that's a nice picture right there.
Yeah. I think if you were to see my Instagram and then see me in person, you might be disappointed, but you wouldn't be surprised.
No, because every time I ever see anyone that comes up to you, it's like, oh, yeah, I saw this video, I saw you, and they're always happy to see you.
That's true.
They're always. Isn't that like, that's not her? Or they do that one of that like.
Yeah.
Is that really her?
Do they do that? Do you see that happen to some people?
Yeah. Who's that?
You don't need to name names.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I won't.
Who's your favorite comedian working at the Comedy Store?
Besides you?
I quit.
Yeah. Oh, working?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to sound bad.
Who's your favorite door guy?
No, hold up. Stop this
one.
Okay.
I'm
not really a comic. I really don't like comics. I got the job at the store because it said door host in West Hollywood, so I thought it was an upscale nightclub. I thought I was going to be able to make $200 a night in tips, letting people in.
You got duped.
Exactly. So when I got there.
You got catfished by the Comedy Store.
Basically, I did.
You got
it said door host.
Yeah.
You know, so
they make it sound nice, and then you get there, and you're
like, whoa,
this is not what
this
I.
This is not it.
Mm-mm.
So that's what happened. So when I got there, everyone was pretty friendly, and they're like, you know, pretty generous with the drinks to the employees. You know, on our days off, I was like, you know what, this can work.
Yeah.
So I stuck around.
It's fun.
And plus what I do, I like you said, I work on the patio.
You make it fun.
I make it fun.
There's some people who work there who are just miserable the whole time.
Yeah, but they're miserable no matter what.
True.
You know.
But it's like, it's not going to make the shift go by any quicker if you're miserable.
Exactly.
That's what I had to learn because I used to work so many shitty jobs, like food service jobs, whatever.
And that's what you make it.
And I was just miserable. And then the last job I had in food service, I was working at this chicken wings place.
Yes.
And it could have been so easy for me to be like, oh, just another like food service, counter service job. Like, this sucks. But instead, I made an effort every time I showed up to work to be like, this is going to be fun. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
And I loved that job. That was the longest job I ever had. I was there for like a year.
Okay.
But yeah, you always have a good time.
Oh, every day.
But I could feel myself getting miserable working there. So I was like, I need to just quit while I'm ahead.
I think for you, it's different because what you do is your craft, right? Mm-hmm. It's about who you are and it's about your brand. And so it's like I tell people, if you're somewhere and you're in the quicksand, it's time to get away. And I think there's a lot of individuals who work there at quicksand.
Oh, yeah. They're knee deep.
They're knee deep. So it's like, you're like, is that something bad? And it really doesn't, you don't really know how bad it is until you put your foot in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go anywhere. So you're like, ooh, quicksand. So yeah. So you're doing the right thing
for your craft,
for the thing that you do and the thing you want to do.
Thank you.
You know, my thing, I just want to live life. I just want to have fun.
Have you even seen me perform?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you saw about your father.
Yeah. I just had my dad on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool.
That episode's coming out soon.
All right, cool. So that was good.
Actually, I think it'll already be out by the time that this one comes out. I don't know which one I'm putting out first.
All right, we'll see. You know.
Either way.
But that's good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've seen you perform.
I got both my daddies on this podcast
Yeah, you know what? You know, you're a blessed lady.
One of my father and my daddy.
Exactly, you know.
I do feel blessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're one of my favorites. Because here's the thing about the Comedy Store is now we have a lot of security.
Yes.
There used to not really, like, the door guys were the security there at one point.
Yeah.
But then it got too popping, and the door guys don't really care about the job that much. And so we needed to get security.
Some of the
security doesn't even really care about the job either.
But yeah, we're
you
working
know
on
I'm
that.
Talking
we're,
about.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that.
But as a door guy, you hang out with security a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you're with a security person that you just don't really fuck with.
Yeah.
And I just always had so much fun with you.
You know, I think it is. I think it's like when you bring someone in new and the expectations. See, now, if you think about it, everyone who's came in after me that I trained, there's a different mindset.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, remember I had the Twin Towers at one time. That was the best time I had those two guys working together with me.
Who?
You know the Twin Towers.
Were they actually twins?
No, but they were tall. The two tallest guys there.
Everyone there's tall. Oh.
Oh, yeah. You remember now. Yeah.
Wait, is one of them still working there?
Yeah, one's still working
there.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. What happened to the other guy?
The other guy went to San Diego to go back to college to play basketball.
Oh, good for him.
Yes.
He was sweet. He was kind of goofy.
Yeah, he was nice.
He had like a very young energy, and then I found out how old he was, and
exactly.
I was like, this
Whoa.
Is weird. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think about it, he used to eat oranges all the time. You see, he'd have a cup full of orange slices.
Yeah, from the bar. Not even like he got oranges.
Yeah,
it was like...
Now go to the back and be like, hey, let me cut a fresh orange for me.
Yeah.
He's like, no, can I get a scoop of that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Not a shot of Jack Daniels, but
no.
A scoop of oranges.
Yeah, can I have the garnish for a beverage? Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But what were we talking about? I was at, who's your favorite door guy?
I say my favorite door guy is Guam.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Matt Daddy Lockwood.
I mean, I like Matt, but Guam is definitely my favorite.
Why?
Because Guam's always willing to work. And Guam has so many different stories. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You guys both are talkers.
Yeah, we're both talkers. So we're always just feeding off each other. It's like he's talking about when he grew up in San Diego, when he was in Guam. You know, he just has all different kinds of stories.
I didn't realize that his name's not actually Guam.
Stop that. Stop it.
Did you know that?
Yes. You thought his name was actually Guam?
Yeah, I don't know. If you say your name's Guam, I'm just going to go with it.
Okay, it's like someone saying my name is Brooklyn.
Do you know what's happening? Everyone who's had a baby within the last 5 years, their kid's name is Brooklyn.
Yeah, I guess that's a new thing.
It's weird.
It's like a lot of kids named Jordan. I would never name my kid Jordan.
Why?
Because he has to live up to Michael Jordan's expectation of him, especially if he's, imagine this.
What about Michael B. Jordan, the actor?
Yeah,
he's doing well, and he has the exact same name as Michael Jordan.
You know what? He's doing well for himself. He had his career started nice and slow, and you know he's built into the position that he's in now.
Yeah,
you ever see him in The Wire?
No, I've never seen The Wire.
Yeah, so anyone of you guys, go back and see Michael B. Jordan when he was young in The Wire.
Michael B. Jordan. Women be shopping, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, man. They be shopping. See, that's I guess that's the benefit of a six-pack, but I'm past that lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, eating no greens.
Me neither.
Eating greens and...
I'm on the Skittles diet, too.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We should go keto together.
No, we're not.
No?
No, we're not doing that.
My dad's going keto. My dad's pretty thick.
Is he? It's crazy. One time I was at the front door at the Comedy Store, and the guy, he's like, what are you having for lunch? I said, you know, I can't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I said, no, I said, I'm vegan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, yeah, that's good. And he started telling me about vegan restaurants. I said, bro, stop for 1 minute.
You
believe,
think I'm serious?
You think I'm vegan?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I said, I tell you what, I don't think you can come in. He said, why? I said, you have bad judgment.
Yeah.
If you believe 6'2½, 310 pounds is a vegan, something's really wrong
yeah.
with you.
You're eating the wrong type of beans.
Yeah, you eat the wrong type of beans. That's some power beans.
Yeah. Well, he's vegan, so his brain's not working right. He's missing something. He's missing that protein in his brain.
Some steak.
Yeah.
Some meat in his life.
Who's your least favorite door guy?
Pretty much all my least. Cause I really don't mess with them that much. I want to just put them all in the same category.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory at the Comedy Store or like a least favorite memory? Have you had to beat anyone up?
No, that was somebody else's job.
Yeah, I feel like some of the security like really wants to be.
One guy wanted. He wanted to fight.
He's looking for fights.
Yeah, no, me.
Is he still working there? Yeah.
No, he quit.
With the gloves?
Yep, the glove man gone.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Whoa.
So for me, it's like, I tell people, the thing you want to do is get people off the property with least resistance.
Yes.
You know, I always tell them, listen, you can come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even if they can't.
Yeah.
But at least that way they know they can come back tomorrow. If you tell someone, hey, you're 86, you're never coming back, you know what that means?
Put up a fight. Yeah.
And I don't have time to put up a fight.
It's crazy how many people feel so entitled there, like when you start kicking them out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Stop. I hate to interrupt you.
I think we might have the same.
No. This one is my best.
Okay.
Okay. Last week, these guys are kind of entitled. You know, they live in Beverly Hills, you can tell.
White?
Okay, let's say this, non-color, okay? But anyway, you know, dark hair, a little tan, but they think they're special,
okay.
You know, drive little fancy cars.
Okay.
So we had to kick them out, and the guy was like, oh, you're just a security, da-da-da-da. I said, bro, I have a real day job, I tell you that. But this is for fun. I tell you what, I'm going to tell you this, and I hope this never happens. The life you live, if both your parents die in a car accident, and they didn't leave a will, where would your life be? And what would you be doing for yourself?
Damn.
And he looked at him at himself. I said, yeah, think about that. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Ooh, that hurts. I'd rather get punched in the face.
Exactly. You're living off your mother's name, your father's money. Who are you and what have you done in this world?
Were they famous?
No.
Oh. But you're just assuming?
Not assuming they had money. You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had
money.
There wasn't the pretend money. You can tell they're entitled play money. The money that, if I call my father.
Yeah.
You know,
even matter money.
Exactly. So it's just influence.
This is the funniest. And I think this happens a lot. And you can agree with this. Sometimes we'll kick people out. And it doesn't matter what color, ethnicity, anything that they are. Women, man, anything. When they pull the, you're doing this because of XXX.
Exactly.
And it's always, and my favorite is when it's someone who's the exact same race as them.
Exactly. Yeah.
It'll be like a Mexican person being like, you're doing this because I'm Mexican. And then it'll be like, you know, like someone who's Mexican kicking them out. And they're like, what are you talking about?
You know, I tell people that
that happens so often.
That bugs me more than anything else in the world for two reasons. One, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Second,
oh, shit.
I was raised in Boston. Okay. And so in those times, you live in California. No one really cares who you are and what you are. If you keep your mouth closed and you go along with the program, you can do just about anything in Southern California 2019.
Sure.
There was a time when you
knew. Yeah, it's so annoying because now people are like faking racial
They're faking
things.
I'm telling you, when I grew up, there was a section.
And it minimalizes the reality of actual racial injustice.
Exactly. Now, there was a part of Boston called South Boston, predominantly 99.9% Irish. Right, you knew damn well it was a bridge. You knew never to go near that bridge. You just knew.
Even as a white person, I'm like, I don't want to be around Irish people.
No, you couldn't be.
No,
if you were anything other than that, you wasn't even welcomed.
Yeah.
But you know what? Real quick, I understand why they were that way, because when people says, "Oh, Boston's a racist city," I said, "No, Boston's not a racist city. You know what Boston is? Boston's a city that teaches you to love yourself, stay in your neighborhood, and respect everyone that lives around you to be a better person." Because think about it. It's a sea of immigrants. So think about this. If you moved to Seattle and you had cousins who lived on the west side of Seattle, would you move on the north side?
No, you want to be with your
people.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another thing I tell people in Boston, Get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, drive around every neighborhood in Boston, Puerto Rican, black, Jewish neighborhood. They all look the same. They get the same pool. They get the same basketball. They get the same housing, right? You have what they call three flats, two flats, and one flat. If you drove the whole entire city, you wouldn't know where you were until someone came outside their house.
Uh-huh.
So Boston's a city that's it's a cookie-cut city, and it looks all the same.
Oh, really?
It's only the people that are different.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is Boston teaches you that you have to survive. Now, if you're working
at the shipyard. I've never
been. You should go.
I know. I want to. I want to do shows.
Say you're working
at
the shipyard, and it's a good job, right? You're not going to tell your cousin, hey, come down here and get this job, right?
Yeah. So My parents want me to be longshoreman.
Yeah, at the time it would. So if you have, the only thing about Boston, if you have lazy parents or lazy grandparents before you who didn't work hard, it's going to be hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had parents who worked hard and understand what it means to work hard, then one thing about Boston, if you work hard, they respect that.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even though they do it in their own time and it comes, but it will come. There's certain things they will do.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
10. 10 kids.
Three wives. My guy's out here plowing.
That's it. You know what I tell them, right?
Dicking down. No.
You know what I tell them, right? I'm allergic to latex and the balls are too big and I can't pull out. And if you guys are out there thinking that, oh, this guy must be a deadbeat dad. He doesn't pay the child support.
No, you are active.
I'm active.
I've seen it.
All the time. You know what I tell guys? Listen.
That's why, you know what? This is why I fuck with you so hard, because you keep it real with everyone. You don't play games. You have fun, but you let them know what's up from the get.
Exactly.
You're not tricking anyone.
No, I tell everyone
you,
up front.
You keep it real, yeah.
And I tell guys, listen, do not go out here and wife one of these pretty girls where you have to do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah,
you can get you a wife that looks in between, that's nice, and treats you well, but makes more money than you. That's the key.
Yeah,
all my wives make more money than me.
Yeah,
and I make a pretty good living, but you know.
Yeah.
So hey, I say this: blood goes to the dick, and the dick gets hard. You can take some baby lotion and get the pussy wet. So,
I love
dick
that.
Is valuable. Good dick.
I also love that you have your pinky out. You're such a gentleman.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
So classy.
Exactly. You know, we're here doing classy things today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like there's a good amount of people who listen to this podcast who always want advice about starting comedy, or like, you know, in the beginning stages of comedy. And you have a unique perspective because you get to see it in a different way. You're not trying to be a comic. You're just around comedians all the time. What advice do you have? Like, what do you see at the Comedy Store? Like, from, you know, well-paid comics to the ones who are trying, like on the open mic nights, like what do you think is like important to know when you're trying to make it as a comedian?
Be authentic to yourself, right? Don't go out here trying to be the next somebody else. Mm-hmm. Be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are making money off of cheeseburgers?
What?
Cheeseburgers. There's over 10 franchises nationwide that are making cheeseburgers, right?
Yeah.
Put your own spin on your own cheeseburger. Don't be like no one else. You know, there's In-N-Out, there's Burger King, there's McDonald's, there's Carl's Jr., there's Jack Burgers, there's Tam's.
Burgers?
Yeah. You know, it's in the hood.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think it must have been something else, but the letter fell off, so it's called a Jack now. So I would tell anyone, figure out who you are, what your style of comic is, and go out there and just be seen.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to get on stage one day, and I'm going to tell you people, this is my opening statement. What's going on today? This is the Sidewalk Philosopher. I am here for a therapy session. I'm going to tell you how my day went. And if you laugh at some of this stuff, good. If you don't, I don't really care, because I got what I needed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And talking about therapy, right? I had a cousin. 20 years in therapy. Never changed nothing in her life.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, tell you what you're going to do. We're going to go old school. She said, what are we going to do? I said, okay, we're going to go to South Central. We're going to find a bum. We're going to go to this liquor store. Give me a tall can of that Bud Light over there, right? Come outside, sit on this crate, talk to this guy, tell him everything you ever wanted to tell your therapist, because people still think that the therapist is judging them because they're writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy who's in front of this liquor store, you know what he wants? He wants a beer. He's going to listen and give you
money.
And money. He's going to give you the best advice he could give you, because he wants to know that you're going to come back. So you tell him everything that's ever bothered you in your life. And once you get through with that and you tell everyone the truth, and you're like, whoa, now you feel better. Because sometimes you feel judged. And if you feel judged, you're not going to really be authentic to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So go buy a beer. Tell the bum. But not a bum, but, you know, tell the guy in front of the liquor store, because he usually has a place to go. afterwards, he's just there making sure that he gets his drink. And so I think that's the way to get real therapy for less than $10.
I love that.
Yes.
You know what I love about you? You're such a little sweetie. This is why I love you so much. At the Comedy Store, you don't smoke cigarettes or anything. You're just a Skittles fiend.
Yes.
Okay, but that's your main vice.
That's my
Skittles
thing.
And talking.
Yes.
That's your two love languages and fucking and
exactly,
having kids.
Exactly. No more kids. No more kids.
No
I'm
more
done.
Kids. Are you
I'm
sure?
Done. I'm done.
What if I was like ready? What if I was like, you know what, JT?
I gotta give it to her, guys. Gotta give it to her. She need a little curly head kid running around here. Okay, we'll work that out.
But what you do, which I think is so sweet, you'll bum cigarette, like if you see someone
smoking, you'll bum
a cigarette off of them, and then because there's always like homeless people walking right in front of the Comedy Store, and they're always looking
on the floor looking for butts
of cigarettes, and you'll just
there's two guys
yeah
it's the guy with the cup.
Yeah.
That's my favorite guy.
The guy who kind of taught, he's like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that other guy. Those are two guys I usually try to get two cigarettes per day for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I remember you saw that.
Yeah, it's such a sweet, it's just like such a kind little gesture. One time I was fiending for a cigarette. This was pre-Jewel Alley.
Okay.
I was fiending for a cigarette. And I was in downtown Los Angeles, and there was a homeless dude on the street, and he was just walking by, and I was like, hey, do you have a cigarette? And I feel bad about it, but, and people kind of judge me for this story, but here's the thing. I bummed a cigarette off of him.
Yes.
And then we had a conversation. We were talking, and I'm like, this is normalizing, because so many people just walk past him.
Exactly.
Don't make eye contact. It's
connection.
Not like I'm taking, it's not like
connection.
I'm like, can I have your jacket?
You were
I'm
sharing.
Like, no,
you were sharing.
I'm having this
you
cigarette with you. We're talking. Yeah. And it was beautiful. And it was like, I'm talking to you. Because you're a normal person.
Yes.
You just have different circumstances than I do.
Yes.
I just had to get that off my chest.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
I don't feel guilty about it, but people make me feel bad about it. And I'm like, no, I'm talking. When's the last time you talked to someone on the streets?
But no, how do you? I mean, yes. I mean, why would someone make you feel guilty because you took opportunity to say, hey, you have a cigarette? He said, yes. Can I have one?
And he said, yes. I'm not like, give me the fucking cigarette.
Oh, you'd be like, you know what? If you saw him pull out the cigarette and you said, give me this. You don't really deserve this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you didn't kick his tin over,
no.
Did you?
I was talking to him like I would talk to anyone else.
Then there's nothing
that's
wrong with
it,
that.
Yeah.
I think that's people's own things they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, I did that. What are you doing for Christmas? How many gifts do you have to get?
Okay.
You have to get all the kids' gifts?
No.
How old's the oldest kid
have? Hold on. 30. Okay, this is my philosophy. I don't know if you know this about me. I do not celebrate any holidays on a calendar. Only day I celebrate is your birthday. Okay?
Okay.
I don't believe in the commercialism of holidays and how they come about. People say, oh, what about family? If you're a type of individual that
only
can call me,
this
used to be my opening statement. Why buy a man a pack of socks in December when he has a hole in his shoe in April? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it better for me and you to come together and put $10 together, make $20, get that guy a pair of shoes?
That's my thing. I'm like, if I want to get someone a gift,
I'm going to give it to him.
But I do like Christmas. It's like just like the sentiment around it, the nostalgia, the tradition. It's just like a fun, like... It's just fun. It's different.
I mean, I get it. I get it for some people.
Yeah, but we started doing Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like... Because, like, there's no reason to get everyone gifts just on this
just
one day.
Exactly.
But now we just do it for one person, which is nice.
No, you should...
Cancel Christmas? Christmas is canceled?
No, no, not that. No. This is what I should tell people, right? The social media thing is a great thing, right? But when people follow other people, this is what you should do, right? You should have a goal about things that you guys stand for, right? And I'm not on social media. And so
said you're on Instagram.
No. I said, no, that's going to be, if I do get on Instagram, I'm going to be JT, the Sidewalk Philosopher. I'm not on none of that stuff yet.
Okay.
But if you're going to follow me, I want to be able to say, hey, everyone who follows me at any given time, if there's something special or if there's an event or there's something that's going on in the world that I want us to be a part of, you should get $10 from each one of your followers to be able to say, you know what? This is Allie and her crew. We're giving $10,000 to a scholarship fund for somebody to able to go and get higher education. The only way to change people's beliefs and images of themselves is through education.
Mm.
So there's people... I think we can't do it all at one individual, but say you have 1,000 followers at $10. I'm not saying you do it all the time. Say,
but what if you, but like I follow a lot of people. I'm always following people.
So
I don't want to give everyone
$10. No, you cap it at $100 then.
Oh, okay.
It's like anything else. Like anything else in this world. You're top 10.
Yeah.
You can't give to everyone, but at least.
Are you a Bernie? Are you a Bernie bro?
I'm a little bit of everybody. No, I'm a little bit of everyone. I believe okay. Everyone has some good of it. You know what it is? I think right now with Trump, he's what I consider chicken noodle soup, uh-huh. Right? He's white, he has slimy stuff on him, and he's bland. He has this byproduct of chicken, right? Uh-huh. Me, myself, I'm more of a gumbo.
Ooh.
Okay, I have shrimp, chicken, sausage, peppers, onions.
You got that sausage, all right.
Yeah, exactly. So I got a little bit of everything. And so I think from my belief in politics, I take a little bit of from every one of the politicians.
Okay.
And the one thing I do like about Trump, and I know people are like, what, is that his willingness to stand up to other countries. He doesn't fall. He's like, oh, no, we don't have to ask you for nothing. We're going to tell you what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. That I do like about the guy.
Okay.
Okay. His firmness to say, you know what? Okay, China, you want to play games? All right. We can play games. You want? All right. What used to be $2 to get in this country is now 10.
Yeah.
And keep talking, it'll be 15.
Yeah.
That I do like about the guy.
Yeah. He's like a mean dad.
Yeah,
he's not afraid to time out.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
He's not afraid to lay hands.
He's like, hold up. You come from my nuts, you do as I say.
Okay.
I don't come from you.
Uh-huh.
You come from me,
yeah.
And I set the standard, and this is the way it should go.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do like Bernie. I like Bernie, some of the things that Bernie stands for.
Yeah.
But you know, I think politicians...
I think you should run.
I think you should
run.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not going to run. Nothing.
Roasted.
I'll tell you what I will do. You know what? That's fine. I tell you what. This thing is a women protector. It helps women.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because with it down, you only get
six. It's a cushion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With it down, you only get 6 inches. When I pull it up, you get all 10. So it's a parameter of what you can take and how you can get it. So it's helping them. So if they want more, I pick this motherfucker's stomach up and give them more.
JT, you're the best.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying. Just talking.
Just talking.
Just talking.
Just talking.
Yes.
What else? I kind of want to talk about me, but that's
yeah. No,
boring.
Talk about you. Yeah, talk about.
What do you like about me? What makes me stand out from other people at the Comedy Store?
Your hustle.
Oh.
Your hustle. You got it. Like I gotta get it, and you love comedy. You
yeah.
love performing.
Yeah.
You really do, and you have this sense in your delivery. Is like, it's good.
Okay.
It's like to me, it's like Ellen DeGeneres and Wanda Sykes. That like try, but just bam, hits
yeah.
you with it. And it's not like you've been up there trying to be like some of those female comics up there. I'm up there. No, you hit them with like bam, like ooh, uh-huh. hit them in the stomach. Let them feel that.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what I like about your comedy.
Thank you.
And you go at it. You go at it. You don't play with it. You go there. You be like, listen, I'm not here to make no one's friend, unless you. If you're in the top 5 of world comedians and you can do something and bring something, then okay, we can talk. But if you're with me and you're running behind me and you're saying slow down, no, I'm not going to slow down for
yeah.
you. And I think that's what happened at the Comedy Store. There's some comics that was like, oh, she's getting this because she's a woman. She's getting this. No, you got what you got because.
Oh, yeah. I would love for you to discuss my haters.
No, we're not going to do that.
Just briefly.
No,
I
mean, you do.
Okay,
you do have them.
Yes.
And when I started there, it was like, oh, she's getting this because she's a woman. They like her because of this. I'm like, no, they like her because she's funny. She has personality, and she's not trying to do the knock-knock jokes.
And I have nice tits.
Tits overrated.
Okay. Whatever.
What do you think? What do you think a guy likes? Tits or a good head job? Good head.
Head
wins.
Head
wins all
job.
The time. I mean, I was going to say hands, but you know, unless you get cool Asian women hands.
So. Oh my god.
No. I have a barber. She's Cambodian, and like sometimes like she rubs my head, and her hands are so cold. I'm like, girl, stop that. And she was like, because sometimes I mean, I look fresh now, but sometimes you know I wait like 2 months before I get a haircut, and it's like my beard's up, my hair's all out, and she's like, oh, you look so handsome. I'm like, girl, you in those cold hands, you better stop.
Yeah, you better warm those hands up.
Yeah, rub them hands. But yeah. I like when she rubs my head with a cold hands.
And what do you think is the best way to deal with having haters, whether it's in comedy or not?
You know what? Don't worry about them. I mean, I think people who hate on you, it's a form of a compliment.
Yeah.
People don't really want to say you're doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
right? They want to discount what you're doing mm-hmm. by saying other things, but they're still talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
right? People who say, like me, I don't hate anybody. If whatever you're doing in this world, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
Unless you're Michael Jackson or R. Kelly.
Okay, if you want to say that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. But no, I think, yeah, people who hate on people is their form of saying, you know, I like what you're doing. I wish I could do it too.
Yeah.
But people sometimes don't want to take the time to say, hey, what are you doing? How can you help me? People don't want to ask for help.
Yeah.
That is the thing. I think people... If you know somebody who can do something, ask for help.
Yeah.
If you don't ask for help, if you don't ask for nothing, it's no.
Yeah, my mom always says, if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no.
It's always going to be no.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I teach my kids, I tell them about money. Like,
but there's some people who ask too much and ask for things that are out of their especially at the Comedy Store. There's a couple people that, I don't know if you know, but I can think of who ask crazy things constantly, and it's like, obviously this, ask something else.
Yes
it's good that you started there, but maybe
you gotta warm into it.
You gotta know what you're asking and it's in
what
your,
what have you put forward.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this, you can't have $10 in the bank and ask the guy at the bank to loan you $1,000. He'd be like, hey, sir, you only had $10 in our bank for the last 2 years. You know, why should we lend you $1,000?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. People don't put in anything, but they want everything in return. So if you don't put anything in the bank, there's nothing for you to get out later.
No.
So save your money, save your energy, and save your favors and do favors.
Yeah. You can keep talking. I want to show you a video.
Okay.
What do you have going on this week or today?
This week, my youngest son, 10, he just won his last championship, so... he doesn't play basketball again until mid-January. So right now I have nothing. I'm just going to be relaxing and just working a few shifts at the Comedy Store. And that's it. And working my day job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen, do you know what TikTok is?
TikTok.
TikTok's an app. Okay. People can make these like short videos. And there's this one girl who I love on TikTok.
So is it videos or, oh, okay. I understand how you go from Twitter to Facebook to TikTok.
Yeah, we got it all.
Don't you make videos on Instagram?
Yeah, you can make it, but this is more like just to put out videos, and you don't have to be following someone. Like when you open the app, it just shows.
Oh, just random videos. Just pop, pop, pops.
Yeah. So this is a girl I found who I love, and I want you to just watch it. It's 15 seconds.
Okay.
I am a single queen. You know the fucking vibes. Fuck men these days, fuck them all. They will hurt everyone's feelings, and fuck them all. Don't forget to call me Shoddy or Shorty or whatever you want. You can call me by my middle name. My middle name is Vanessa, so you can call me by my middle name if you want to. Or you can call me Shoddy or Shorty or whatever you want, okay? That's the fucking Gucci Gang shit, and that's the fucking period shit. You know the fucking vibes.
Okay, that's a form of therapy.
Yeah.
That's a form of therapy.
Yeah.
And she's exercising her need to get stuff off her chest.
And I love it.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good thing.
Would you let her into the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. But I would tell her, I was like, listen, you have to behave here.
Yeah. Jasmine, Orlando, if you're watching or listening to this, come to the Comedy Store. We'll sneak you in. She's 17.
Oh, hold up. Hell
but
no,
if she brings
no,
a bag
no,
of Skittles
no,
and
no,
two
no,
hundo.
No.
I'll sneak her in.
No.
I'm sneaking her in.
Okay.
It's listen. That Gucci Gang shit, and it's that period shit. You know the fucking vibes.
No. She's 17.
Yeah.
She's talking about men hurting her?
Oh, yeah. Fuck men these days. Fuck them all. They will hurt everybody's feelings, and fuck them all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. But
She's going through it.
No, she will not get in the comedy club. No. Okay.
When she's 21.
When you're 21.
We'll celebrate her birthday there.
Yeah, celebrate her birthday there. Yes, definitely. When you turn 21, look Allie up because you can follow Allie.
Yeah.
And she'll make sure it happens. We'll get you a nice table up front and buy the first round of drinks.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This has been fun. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, you know, hopefully when I get my page up, I'm gonna let you know. Then you can hit your people. Then you know, they can hit me up on when I get up and running. But other than that, you know how I am. You know, you ask a question, you have something you want to talk about, I'm gonna tell you right there. So that way, when I get up, people, they go, hey, I'm having this problem. Like, listen, if you're having a problem, then you know, take care of it.
Yeah, I started doing advice on here. When I don't have guests, I give advice.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm always down to have you back on. If you guys enjoyed this, let me know in the comments below.
Yeah, let her know in the comments below, and I'll come back again.
We need JT the Sidewalk Philosopher back on.
Exactly. And if we have
some real problems to work through.
And if we have everything in queue, we have requests, and we really want the truth, I'm going to tell you right now, don't ask an opinion or ask for help from me unless you're willing to know the truth.
Yeah.
Don't say oh and but. When you say oh and but, you still want to be an ass.
Mm-hmm.
So you still like getting mistreated. But if you want to say, okay, I like that, I'm going to change this. Can't change everything at one time, but be willing to change one thing. And one thing and change, another thing will change, then you'll get where you need to be.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless.
Yes.
I'm glad that you came here and did this.
Oh, yeah. Man, believe me. Sunday I was supposed to do this. My son had a basketball game. They made it to the championship game. And I was like, whoa, I got to stay here for this, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I was like, is it another time? She was like, yeah, Tuesday. I'm like, yeah. All right, let's make this thing happen.
Yeah.
And so I made it happen.
Here we are. This is beautiful.
Tuesday, middle of the day, took my lunch break to come up here, to sit up here with Allie, and sit here with you people, see what's going on, introduce myself to you, let you know who I am, what I do. I'm at the world's famous comedy store. You know, I work the patio. So if you come correct, you have the best time of your life. Peace.
I love you. Thank you.